Good morning, Northern Michigan, and welcome to Northern Focus, Q100's Community Affairs and Events program we host each and every Friday through our partnership with Kirtland Community College. Do something today for your future that you can be proud of and visit kirtland.edu, Michigan's greatest educational website. It's also probably Michigan's greatest financial educational bargain, Dave. Dave Lepper is joining us from the Kirtland Foundation, and you have been out beating the streets, grinding up more money to make an education at Kirtland Community College more affordable.
Yes. Well, thank you, JC. You know, obviously, I'm really interested in letting people know about the resources available through the foundation. Our primary focus is scholarships, and we got a bunch of them.
Yep. So we're what, about a third of the way, maybe close to halfway through the fall term now.
Yes.
And I know a lot of scholarships went unused.
Yeah, we have some that, because of the field they're in or people didn't apply for them.
Right.
And that's been a challenge. We start Monday for the winter semester.
Start enrollment.
And scholarships.
Okay.
We have over 70 to give away for the winter.
Wow.
Which is like three times what we used to have.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for every program we have, geographically, whatever.
Well, that's not counting all the people that already are enrolled and have got their scholarships.
Yeah,
so,
we just finished the fall one, which we tripled the number of scholarships there. So, you know, it's always been the goal of the foundation to make sure we have scholarships available to our students to close the gap, we call it.
Right.
And we got them. We got to apply for them. Come to the college, see our new buildings, because that's a really exciting.
Oh, it's amazing. The website is fantastic, but it doesn't adequately represent what's happened at the 4 Mile Road campus until you put your feet on the ground.
Absolutely. We had the Grayling Rotary there the other day for their meeting and took them around, and they really enjoyed seeing what's here in their backyard.
Sure.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And people that want to do new scholarships because they want to help local students from Grayling and so forth.
Yeah, I mean, this is not your father or mother's Kirtland Community College. This is a world-class educational facility, both in person and with how revolutionary Kirtland Community College has been with online classes.
Yes, and scholarships are available for everybody. You know, it doesn't matter if you're right out of high school or going back. I think we don't want money to be the issue.
Right.
We want you to pursue your dreams. Go get your education. There's jobs out there. I was just talking to some folks at some car dealership. They're looking for people. And we've got a great auto tech program.
Yeah, the auto tech program is world class as well. Chrysler uses it to train their own technicians in Northern Michigan, regardless of what their educational status is. So, and you've got the law enforcement classes and the truck driving and everything else. And we like to call it, Dave, practical education. The education that you get at Kirtland prepares you to make a great living, and you can stay here in Northern Michigan and do both.
Absolutely. We're working with local employers to find out what they need so we can adjust or adapt our training to meet their needs. So it's really important to have those partnerships to understand what's the real needs up here in Northern Michigan.
You know, we've had a lot of students, scholarship students, in on this program over the past few years, and a couple of them have made really interesting stories about the fact that they weren't sure what they wanted to do with their lives, how to continue through their education, and found out that there was a lot of scholarship money in one particular program, considered that, like, well, maybe that might be interesting, and since my financial leverage is not so bad, I'm going to step into that field, and it's worked out great stories.
Oh, these stories, that's the fun part of my job, is I get to meet with donors that have a passion for helping people,
right,
and then the students, why they need the money, and while they're so grateful, I mean, it makes all of the work we do to get more scholarships for students. But once you get them to the college and they get involved, sometimes it takes a little while to figure out what you want to do. I know.
Yeah.
So, well, while you're thinking about it, come out and take a few classes and see what floats your boat.
So the point that we're trying to make is when you first decide to check out Kirtland Community College, make sure you talk to the people at admissions, because they'll let you know what areas there are scholarship monies in. And sometimes there's money from the foundation, plus there's other coming in from the state, you know, like two, three, even four pools of dollars coming from different areas.
Yeah, this is very affordable. You know, I know there's the other big schools and all that, but they cost more, a lot more. But also, you know, it's the opportunity for local students. But we have like 184 zip codes represented now.
Right.
Because about 45% of our students are taking their courses online. They're from Saginaw, Traverse City, all over. So you don't have to be just local if you want to pursue it. Obviously, there are some classes you can't, like welding, take online.
But. And then one last thing I wanted to mention. So enrollment for the winter term starts on Monday.
Registration and the scholarship application.
Okay.
So you can do both.
The medical field classes, the stenography and the cardiac stuff, that gets filled up in a hurry. So.
Yep. I think there's always openings, but I wouldn't wait. You know, you want to get in there and get registered. You really get to understand what you got to take, because a lot of times that first semester is a lot of prereqs and that type of thing.
I've been reading a lot of stuff. A lot of people are retiring from nursing and different areas of medicine, and they're starting to forecast huge shortages in employment, potential employees in that field, those fields.
Yeah, we just got a grant for Kirtland's, called the Kirtland Rural Health Nursing Scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
And this is to help students that are disadvantaged to go into nursing here in northern Michigan, because there is a shortage of medical help.
Yeah.
And so we're going to be doing another campaign around just rural health. Because we need to get more people coming into our classes for that. But we want them to stay in northern Michigan,
right,
too.
Yeah, no, I think that's a wonderful idea, and I'm sure we'll be talking about that soon.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Anything else, Dave?
No, that's it. Just call us or go to the website and check us out.
You mean kirtland.edu?
Yes, /foundation.
Right. Dave Lepper from the Kirtland Foundation, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus.
Thank you, JC.
All right, we'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Gravestone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig Smokehouse delivered us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is in studio with Gaynell Gentilia. Is that right? Please pull that microphone down to your mouth, Gaynell.
Sure. All right.
Right as close to your mouth as you can get it. It won't bite.
That's
much better. Yeah, we want to make sure that people hear what you have to say. Gaynell is with the Kalkaska DDA, and you have a big meeting for...
We do. So on Wednesday, October 6th at 6 o'clock at the new pavilion at Railroad Square, we are asking the public to come and provide some input on a new... a project that we're working on,
right,
to expand our streetscape on Cedar Street.
Right. You know, there's been some nice changes, like the pavilion that you mentioned is a wonderful addition to downtown Kalkaska.
Oh, beautiful.
And, you know, I'm sure the Kalkaska DDA has got the same focus and long-term vision for downtown as we've seen happen here in Grayling and in Gaylord. The DDAs are movers and shakers.
We are. I would love to, not to go away from the public input, but one of the things we would love to have, just like Grayling, is to have a microbrew. But I digress, right? So, we are trying to do everything we can with the limited funds we have to,
right,
improve and create economic development in our downtown areas. But really, it's revitalizing, right, and bringing people back to downtown.
Right.
And seeing that downtown is where it really is.
Well, Well, there's a lot of advantages to downtown Kalkaska. You get a lot of traffic through there, obviously.
Yeah.
And you want to have more and more people stop and enjoy some of the cool places, you know, the Trout Towns and the Moose and Stella's and the improvements that are happening there.
Yes. So part of the streetscape is to, as most people know, Cedar Street is really U.S. 131. 72 and routes and county and Michigan 66. So
right.
We have three major highways coming right through downtown. But part of the streetscape is to hopefully help bring more trees, more things to calm and slow down traffic.
Right.
So that we can get people to stop. But unfortunately, we can't get MDOT to let us lower the speed limit. So how can we get people to slow down and enjoy what we have to offer in Kalkaska?
Well, you know, MDOT may be persuaded as to, well, no, the same thing happened in downtown Gaylord. You know that now they've rerouted a lot of the truck traffic through there. So it doesn't all happen overnight.
No, we've been working at this for a while. So, again, whatever we can do to slow down traffic, make it a little bit more walkable,
right,
and make it more pedestrian-friendly and safe for our families and our students to get to school. Anything that we can do to help that and create economic development, I mean, that's a pretty cool place to be.
No doubt about it. And so the Gaynell and everybody with the Kalkaska DDA are looking for public input at this meeting.
Yes. So there is a survey available online now.
Oh,
so
cool.
If they go to explorekalkaska.com, which is our Kalkaska DDA website, there's actually a...
What was that?
Explorekalkaska.com.
Okay.
If you go to our website, there on there we have on our banner a public input. Click on that, and it'll take you to the survey, and you'll be able to provide your input if you can't make it on Wednesday. But we would love to have everyone come out and really see their faces, see some of the things we're thinking about, and then get their input on that.
Yeah, or somebody comes in, who knows, somebody's got a great idea or is retired and maybe wants to jump in with both feet and help improve downtown Kalkaska.
Absolutely. And one more point I do want to make is you don't have to be from Kalkaska to provide the input. We want anyone who comes to visit, who goes through to get to work, anyone who stops by for sport games with their kids. It doesn't matter if you live in Kalkaska. We want everybody's input. Yeah.
And I see that you're going to have a big Oktoberfest celebration coming up,
tomorrow,
too.
Tomorrow, actually.
Yeah.
October 2nd, we're having an Oktoberfest right at Railroad Square, so that's going to be fun. There's going to be a barbecue cook-off. There's going to be a cornhole competition. There'll be beer.
Can't have Oktoberfest without beer.
So yeah, we are our fair board is hosting that right downtown. So it's a lot of fun. We're going to have also a car show. My understanding, there's quite a few cars that that have already registered.
We've had a couple of cool car shows right beyond on the other side of the pavilion. It's a good space for it.
It is.
Yeah.
Excellent space.
Right. So when Gaynell, when does that start tomorrow? Is that like 11?
11. Yep. 11 to 8 p.m. I believe it is. And they'll have some music and entertainment. So lots of things going on.
Yeah. Stop down. Cruise through.
Cruise through.
Kalkaska Oktoberfest tomorrow. And make a spot on your calendar for the DDA meeting on October 6th, all happening right there at Railwood Square.
Yes.
Okay. Gaynell, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
All right.
Have a great day.
You too. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the Green Room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig Smokehouse delivered us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is in studio with Lynn White. Good morning.
Good morning.
Make sure you bring that up. And Lynn, who's the guest that you brought with you?
My co-chair, Judy March Lewis. Hi.
Judy, how good to see you again. So we've got the craft show. Is that this weekend?
Tomorrow.
All right. The DDA craft show happening. Oh, excuse me, the GPA.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
I just had the DDA in. I'm
right.
Sorry. No. How could I forget the GPA? We have you ladies in almost as often as Kirtland Community College. So. But the craft show is back after taking a year off last year, so it's got to be exciting. How many crafters do you have set up, Lynn?
We are full with the waiting list.
So, all right. Good
now
job.
All we need are the people to come enjoy the craft fair.
I don't think you'll have a problem with that.
We have about, 65 vendors?
Yeah.
All right. So what time do doors open? We're at the middle school, right? Or no, the elementary school. I always forget that. So at the elementary school tomorrow is 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock.
Yep.
To 4 p.m.
10 to 4.
Lunch.
Or until we sell out of everything.
That would be amazing.
Well, we were just talking about this, and I think it's important for people to understand what is starting to happen in retail business. We're seeing a lot of problems with the supply chain and everything else, and I think it's going to be a very bizarre, intense Christmas shopping season. So this might be a great opportunity for you to get out and get some stuff checked off on your Christmas list well ahead of, you know, it's like trying to run into McLean's on Christmas Eve and like, oh, a wrench set. I'm sure he'll love that.
That's right.
Yeah.
We can use it.
Yeah. Any highlights of some of the crafters that people might be really interested in seeing?
Well, we have 18 new crafters coming in. Some are, one's carving wood and walking sticks. We've got
oh, those are cool. Like
soaps.
Those. Uh-huh.
Birdhouses. Crocheted items. Lotion.
Jewelry.
Wreaths. A little bit of everything.
Yeah. Painting.
I love those homemade wreaths.
Yeah,
some of those
kids
are so very, very cool.
Right. Yes.
And the cafeteria is going to be open, so there will be food available, right?
That's correct. Okay. We're going to have soups,
chilies, salads,
wraps,
fruit, beverages, all for purchase.
Good. So, you know, you can stay there as long as you like. You won't have a rumbly in your tumbly, as Joe Mama likes to say.
No.
And of course, all the proceeds go to the GPA.
Which is the Grayling Promotional Association. It goes right back into Grayling.
And we do have a whopping admission.
Yes.
$1.
$1.
That's
it. We'll even take four quarters if you had to dig it out of your couch.
That's right. That's true.
All right, 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's correct.
At the Grayling Elementary School. I'm sorry, I always say GPA, so the Grayling Promotional Association.
Why don't everybody knows who we are.
Who?
Judy, you're up.
No, but since we brought it up briefly, why don't we talk about a couple of things that the GPA does to improve Grayling.
Right. So
bring that microphone to your voice there, Judy. Thank you.
We have several fundraisers throughout the year, Festival of Trees, the Christmas Shop, Pictionary, Junk in the Trunk. Those are all fundraisers, and we use the money to improve and promote Grayling. So we've purchased the banners that are hanging on the light posts.
Right.
We plant flowers. We just decorated with corn stalks in town. We donate money. We're a 501c3.
Right.
So we donate money to people.
The hospital got
A grant from you.
Right.
Yep.
Yes. So
I know you do some stuff for like the Little League fields and just
we did bike racks.
Yeah.
We did lights. So
the park in town was cleaned up.
Gazebo lights.
Gazebos are cleaned up.
Yep. So
I know.
Everything to help.
Everything, when you see something new in town, it's like, oh, the GPA's been back at work.
It could be us, yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, ladies, and we'll see you tomorrow morning at the elementary school for the craft show from the Grayling Promotional Association. Bring your checkbooks and your $1.
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room from Cops and Donuts to Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig Smokehouse delivered us a delicious breakfast. Good morning. Welcome back to Northern Focus. Here on Q100, Jerry Coyne is in studio with Natalie Witt, who is the house advocate for River House. And unfortunately, we have a whole month to talk about domestic abuse. Natalie, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
So River House has, how long has River House been helping support victims of abuse?
Well, I know that it started in the 80s.
Right.
So I don't know the exact years.
No, no,
or
no.
In the 30s.
Yeah, no. You know, 40 years, 40 plus years of helping here ladies in Grayling and the surrounding areas cope with some of their issues at home. So talk about what Domestic Violence Awareness Month is about and how it focuses on what River House needs and is trying to do in the community.
So Domestic Violence Awareness Month actually started 40 years ago this month, yeah, in 1981. It was known as a Day of Unity, and it took a few years until it became a national month.
Uh-huh.
But, yes, so now we have been doing this for 40 years and making it aware that this is an epidemic that we deal with in our country, other countries too, but obviously we're focusing on our area.
Right.
And for River House, we have four counties that we focus on. We have Crawford, Ogemaw, my brain's just going away from me, but we have our four counties that we're constantly dealing with, and yeah, so here
Roscommon County.
Roscommon, I'm just missing my other O one right now. So yeah, anyway, we're trying to make sure that we're helping out not just women. We do help men as well, as long as you qualify for our services. By being a survivor of domestic violence, we are there to support you.
Unfortunately, COVID didn't improve the situation at all, putting a lot more stress on a lot of couples that were already in the margins, and unfortunately, it can turn into a violent or dangerous situation.
Yes, absolutely. COVID made it so that people who were victims of domestic violence were trapped with their abusers.
Right.
So we saw, across the country, we actually saw a decrease in phone calls, which is interesting because you would think there's an increase. But the reason is that people weren't able to call. They mm-hmm. didn't have that safety to be able to make that phone call.
Right.
So it was a big thing.
And I know we saw that in schools as well, children not being able to tell their teachers what might be going on at home because they weren't getting out of the house every day.
Yeah.
So you have an event that you want to tell people about.
Yes. So today, being October 1st, we are having our Domestic Violence Awareness Month kickoff.
Right.
That is happening in Ogemaw County, again, one of our core counties that we're working with. It's going to happen at the toll-free Memorial Wellness Park, which is right by the hospital. It starts at 5:30, which has like a mingling time, and then at 6 o'clock, the presentations will start. We're going to have speakers from the Michigan State Police Department, human trafficking, and then a local nurse who's going to talk about the effects on our counties as well as what we can do as a community to support those who are victims of domestic violence.
Right. And then a little later on in the month, you're going to have Mary's event.
Yeah, so Mary is our youth advocate at River House, and she is going to do a trunk or treat. That is at the River House thrift store, which is Chasing Dreams on 72 in Grayling.
Right.
It's on the 16th. I do not yet know the time. You need to check out Facebook to keep track of what's going on, but all are welcome.
It'll probably be about 4:30 or 5 o'clock.
Somewhere in there, yeah.
After the kids get out of school.
It's a Saturday.
Oh, is it? Okay.
It is a Saturday.
Yeah, all right.
So it could be earlier in the day. I'm not really sure what she's planning.
Okay.
But that is something that is in the works, and we can check it out.
We'll make sure that we get it posted when we have all the real details.
I believe Mary's going to be in next week, actually.
Okay, well, that would make sense. And then talk about the thrift store.
So the thrift store is supporting River House and our needs that we have.
Right.
Going through the shelter. At the shelter, or at the thrift store, we're going to
right on 72 over here.
Right, yep. On 72, yep. We are going to have some sales. If you wear purple, which is the domestic violence color, if you wear purple, they will give you 25% off of one item.
Uh-huh.
Or let's say you didn't bring your purple in that day, you can purchase something that is purple and get that one item for 25% off as well.
Yeah, the thrift store has been busy. I mean, a lot of people have been dropping things off, and a lot of people like to shop there.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's been very busy, especially right now with homecoming happening here in Grayling.
Right.
I know they were filled with dresses so that you could get a good deal and help out a local cause too.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. But so the Facebook page is just River House Grayling. What?
Yes, River. That's a great question. It is River House Inc.
Okay, River House Inc. on Facebook. You guys are always updating that website because there's always a lot going on with mm-hmm. River House.
Yes, we try to keep it going. We want people to be aware that we are here to help everybody. Like I said, quite often people think that it's just women that we're supporting, but we do help men who are victims and survivors as well, because it can happen to anybody.
Right.
And we have services that are not only for the shelter. We have services where if you need some support, you can come in. If you're still in your relationship, we'll support you for healthy relationships. And there are just other options where we're getting out into the community and reaching out versus having to have everybody come
right.
to us.
Right. So if somebody is experiencing domestic abuse, Natalie, how do they reach out to River House?
Well, we have our phone number that I do not have with me right now in front of me. I'm so sorry. I guess I wasn't quite as prepared as I had expected to be. But we have our River
the
House.
The phone number is on the Facebook page.
Yes, absolutely. So we have a hotline that is manned 24 hours a day.
That's right.
7 days a week. So you can always reach out. There will be somebody there to talk to you. Again, if it's for outreach services because you're not coming into shelter, absolutely come out and reach out. I think something that's important for everybody to know is that maybe you may not be a victim or a survivor, but you may know somebody who is. So just stay with them. Make sure that they know what services are available and be a friend.
Right. Natalie Witt from River House, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts, a Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig Smokehouse delivered us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is in studio with a number of gentlemen from the Disability Network of Northern Michigan. I've got Cody Gasho, Andrew Kosick, and Jim Moore. Jim, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
We're always ready to help in all the different nonprofits that we have here in Northern Michigan. Tell our listeners a little bit about the Disability Network of Northern Michigan.
Sure. We're an organization that are run by people with disabilities for people with disabilities. And we work with people of any age, any type of disability in all life areas.
Okay. That's pretty succinctly.
Pretty
well, you know, that's probably a pretty wide swath of people.
It is, yes. In fact, 1 in 20 people have a disability, and we look at it as a natural part of the human experience. Most of us will get a disability at some point in our life, so it's not something to shy away from, but something that we should be assisting people in.
And when you talk about assistance, like in general terms, I know Andrew and Cody both have different aspects we want to talk about, but what kind of assistance are you referencing?
Yeah, so we cover a territory that is the northern tip of the lower Mitt.
Okay.
And what we primarily do is a lot of connecting people to resources. So say you have a disability and you don't know who to go to with a question or where is my next step or
okay.
maybe I want to make a life plan for a goal and get somewhere. We are a perfect organization to contact. In fact, we call ourselves the first stop for people with disabilities and their families because sometimes it's confusing. It's hard to navigate these complicated
sure.
systems, and we break it down for you.
So kind of like the Veterans Administration for people with disabilities.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, so like a clearinghouse, I'm sure there's a lot of different aspects of people who are disabled in some way, shape, or form that can benefit from being in touch with you at the Disability Network of Northern Michigan. Before we get to Andrew and Cody, how do people do that? How do they get in touch with the
yes,
Disability Network?
Yeah, thank you. One of the best ways to get a hold of us is go to our website, and it's disabilitynetwork.org. Pretty simple to remember,
right.
disabilitynetwork.org. We have an 800 number or phone numbers there that you can call us, you can email us. We are ready to respond to all kinds of requests.
Andrew Kosick, we were talking a little bit off air. Andrew, you've got a number of things that you want to get out there.
So I run the peer support program for Disability Network, and what that is all about is people in Northern Michigan getting together, normally online these days because of all of the COVID
stuff, sure.
and playing games together, talking together, having fun, and just generally interacting with each other and getting your brains outside of your house so you can socialize and
yeah.
grow.
Find like-minded folks that that you can hang with so you don't feel alienated.
Yeah. So you don't feel isolated. And we run completely free, emphasis on the free, game days on Tuesday and Thursday from 2:30 to 5:30, and another day on Saturday from 1 to 4. We tend to play a bunch of board games online, games like Fortnite, Among Us, Rocket
League. There you go.
Completely free games, and I am available outside of those game day times to help people figure out how to play those games if you're not sure that your computer could run Rocket League, or you're not sure how to get Fortnite onto your Xbox or something.
Well, you got to get Fortnite going. Come on,
yes,
let's
go. So I both help people play the games, and I help people do the pre-playing part.
Yeah, some of it's pretty complicated stuff. It can be, yeah.
And I've spent the past year helping people get all of that figured out, so if you're interested in playing games with people or just chilling, talking, and soaking up the vibe of a bunch of people all having fun and you're not sure about the intricacies of that, send me an email through the Disability Network website. My email's just andrew@disabilitynetwork.net.
.net.
It's a .org website and a .net email address.
Let's try to make this a little simpler, guys.
And just send me a link, send me information that you want to play, and I can help you figure out all of the little technical bits and bobs.
There you go. So an ombudsman for gamers, but you're really focusing on folks that are disabled.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and it's not just video games; it's also board games. There are a bunch of cool free programs for playing board games online, and yeah, board games, video games, fun little games like Among Us, and again, free.
Yes. Thank you, Andrew. Cody Gasho, you want to talk about the school a little bit? What
yeah.
you're doing at school with disabled kids in school, right?
Yes, yeah, we have several programs that are school-based programs for any student with a disability, and we're offering those through partnerships with local ISDs all over our 17
sure.
county area.
That's a lot of ISDs,
as well as Michigan Rehabilitation Services.
Okay,
so, we're partnered with them to provide students with opportunities and activities that help them learn both more independent living skills and employment skills that will help them down the road.
Right. So I was going to ask about that. You know, especially in today's job market, regardless of your ability to work or the disabilities that you may have, there are opportunities for you to go out and make a living, a good living, even if you are disabled.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, one of the goals we have with some of our school-based programming is to help to prepare those students for whatever kind of avenues they want to pursue after school, whether it's more education or vocational training
right.
or right into the workforce to help give them the skills that's going to enable them to get and keep those jobs that they want to pursue.
So you said you're working with the 17, I don't know if there are 17 ISDs, but it's probably close, more like 12.
17 counties, I'm not exactly sure how many ISDs
yeah.
there is within that.
So for people who are listening right now that maybe are associated with the ISD, is there a way to get a hold of you to talk about continuing that this special education that you have for disabled students?
Certainly, and this is the time of year where we are working with members of ISDs, teachers in schools and various classes with all of our kind of program staff to,
right.
to work out those schedules. So, yeah, they can reach out to me if we're not already in touch via email. My email address is just cody@disabilitynetwork.net.
Right. Jim, we were talking a little bit. There's always a need for more dollars into your system. So talk about how people can donate. Whether it's or if you need more any type of volunteers for to assist the Disability Network.
Yeah, so thank you for that question. We're always looking for donations. It takes a lot of funding to do all the program services that we offer for free for any participant. And so, yes, if you want to donate, if you're interested, again, go to our website, disabilitynetwork.org, and there are donate buttons. We also have a fall campaign coming up starting, well, I think tomorrow. how convenient that we're
here. Wow. Serendipitous.
Yeah. And, of course, this is a big pledge drive for us between now and the end of the year to try and raise as much funding as we can to help support programs that really help and impact the lives of people with disabilities.
Right. No, it sounds like a very needed, necessary organization that you have here with the Disability Network. So any donations are going to go to the right place to help people with disabilities here in Northern Michigan have more normal lives.
Absolutely. And I want to give a shout out to our peer groups. You can also go on our website if you're interested in a men's group, a women's group, the gaming group. We have a quarantine cooking, on and on. So monthly there are new sessions that go on. So please, if you're interested, visit us and sign up.
Cody Gasho, Andrew Kosick, and Jim Moore from the Disability Network of Northern Michigan. Thanks for joining us on Northern Focus.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, and Iron Pig Smokehouse delivered us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is on the phone with Shannon Wright, who is the Associate Chief of Nursing at the Aveda Lutz Veterans Hospital in Saginaw. Good morning, Shannon. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be here.
Well, thanks for taking the time out. I know how busy you are, and I know all the great work that is done at the Aveda Lutz Hospital in Saginaw for veterans. And we wanted to talk today about free shots for veterans for the basic flu shot. And you're also doing that in Traverse City as well, right?
Yeah, so we are giving flu vaccines, which are free to all of our veterans enrolled with VA care here in Saginaw and one of our associated community-based outpatient clinics. We have a 35-county catchment area that we serve veterans in here at the Aveda Lutz VMAC in Saginaw, and those clinics are located all over upper northern Michigan. They're located in Altina, Oscoda, Bad Axe, and Grayling, Gaylord, and Sheboygan, as well as Clare, Cadillac, and then we do have a very large community-based outpatient clinic there in Traverse City. And those flu vaccines are offered free on a daily basis, Monday through Friday, at all of our community-based clinics, as well as here in Saginaw at our main hospital.
I know how many opportunities vets have for the clinics that you're speaking about. I guess the biggest question I have, Shannon, is there any interaction between the COVID vaccine and the normal flu vaccine?
No, our CDC has advised that we can give our veterans the flu vaccine, and they can also receive the COVID-19 vaccine on the same day at the same time, as long as they are in separate arms. The injection would be in separate arms. We are offering only the Moderna two-dose series of the COVID-19 vaccines at all our locations as well.
I see that, and then I'm looking at the press release you sent. So if a veteran is hearing this and wants to get the vaccine, whether it's the flu vaccine or COVID, they do need to register. Tell them how they do that.
So any veteran can go to our internet login site. It's at www.saginaw.va.gov. The flu vaccine is eligible to veterans to more than 70,000 in our network. They can also get the flu vaccine at any of our in-network community providers nationwide. The veteran needs to be enrolled with the VA system of care and receiving their care through the VA, and received that within the past 24 months.
Right. Yeah, and that's pretty simple stuff. Most vets by now have been enrolled in the VA care system. So that is going on. Is this, what, through the month of October, or is it, this is an ongoing opportunity for vets, Shannon?
Yeah, so the flu vaccine as well as the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine is an ongoing opportunity for vets. We offer that Monday through Friday at all of our locations on a walk-in basis. We are also holding special flu clinics. We're holding one this Saturday in Saginaw from 9 to 3 p.m., and we're holding another one at our Saginaw location on Saturday, October 23rd from 9 to 3 p.m., and we'll continue to offer the flu vaccine as well as the Moderna throughout the fall and winter months. So you can get vaccinated for the flu vaccine or the Moderna at any time. So that's ongoing. So there's really no end period in sight.
Gotcha. Thank you. I just wanted to see if they had a window. Shannon Wright from the Alida Lutz Hospital in Saginaw for Veterans. Thanks for joining us on Northern Focus and giving us the latest on the flu shots and Moderna vaccines for veterans.
All righty. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. The goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord. And Iron Peak Smokehouse delivered us a delicious breakfast.